I'd like to focus on a very famous piece called Kuntres HaChesed, or Pirkei HaNosei VaHanotel, giving and taking in the Sefer Michtav Me'Elio, Rabbi Elio Dessler, Zichrono Livracha. The whole chapter, the whole point is talking about Nosein VaHanotel. As we say in English, there are givers and there are takers. It's very important to understand the critical nature of giving and taking, and the connection to a very important principle known as Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, believe it or not, we think is a prerequisite for giving. You have Hakaras HaTov, so you give. Rav Dessler explains in his Kuntres HaChesed that in many ways it's exactly the reverse. A person must first give, recognize the importance of giving, and then when he gives, as a result of his giving, he has a greater degree of Hakaras HaTov. I'll give you his words. Hakaras Tova, he told us Koach HaNesina, not the other way around. Hakaras Tova is a result of the Koach HaNesina. A person should first develop his personality globally to be a giver. Again, in the world there are givers and takers. Because a giver feels intrinsically he doesn't want what's called Matnas Chinam. If he gets something for nothing, that goes against his characteristic as being a giver. And therefore, when somebody gives something to him, he got something. That's the world. The world is made, everyone is a taker as well as a giver. But a giver by nature, if he takes something, immediately wants to pay back. Doesn't want to be indebted to someone and not pay back. As opposed to a taker. Taker, therefore, is what we're going to call someone who's a kfui tova. He's always an ingrate. For those who are learning Chumash Rashi on Parshas HaShavua, the person brings his bikurim, he read it twice on Shabbos and on Monday, Vanisa Vimamartha, etc., says Rashi, you speak to the Kohen, you tell him that you are not an ingrate. You received Eretz Yisrael, you received a bounty, you're coming to give Bikurim. You're giving a Bikurim to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Such an important principle that a giving nature is what leads, in a certain way, to Hakaras HaTov, and not the other way around, as we would think. And indeed, this is not only true with respect to this parsha that we are reading now, but in last week's parsha as well, we see that not only does Hakaras HaTov come from a giving nature, but also, to use a word that's very popular today, love, Ahava in Hebrew, comes from a giving nature. You may have heard that Ahava has a shorish, an inner shorish called Hav. Heves. Heves means to give, as you all know in Aramaic. Hav is a shorish of Ahava. And as a matter of fact, in the same Kuntres, Rav Dessler speaks about it, that it all comes from the Sina. A person, we think, that giving is a result of love. When you love someone, you want to give to that person. But it's the other way around. You first give to the person, and then you love that person. And love is not limited to persons, ironically. Love can exist even with respect to objects. Yes. We had the three lit. We read Parsha Shoftim. Mi Ayesha Shabon Abayis Shenota Kerem and Eras Isha. Go back. Why? Because as follows. This is the source of all wisdom in the Torah itself. This, all these people go back from the Muhammad. Why? Because you put something into whatever it may be. Could it be a house? Could it be a vineyard? Could it be a woman? You give. Once you give into creating this project, this relationship, that engenders the love. The love. He tells a very famous story, which is quoted by later Poskim, later Mefarsha Bali Musa. A case where there was a couple that was separated during the war, presumably it's World War II, and the father ended up with the children, and the mother was taken against her will to some other part of the world. After the war was over, they come back together. Hine pele, he writes. They couldn't make up for lost time. The love of the father to his son was much greater than the mother to the son. She left him as a youngster. She saw him years later as an older person. She loved him very much. But the father who gave so much to the son had a greater level of love. Greater level of love. That's what it is. This is called Abba. This is called love. Of course, there are many people in this room who are not yet married. Some are already married. But this is the rule which Rabbi Dessler gave to every single young couple. And I follow in his footsteps. I meet with a chasm kala. Tell them exactly the same thing. In marriage as well, there are givers and takers. If the marriage is made of two givers, they'll be happy no matter what happens to them in life. Two takers, gotta watch out. And I want to quote this verbatim. When you give to someone, that you love that person. You give to your spouse, the more you give, the more you love that spouse. And again, this before I get to pep talk to every chasm kala, some say that ava, the love, is a result of hakaras hatov. They're making a mistake. There's so many people who are ingrates. The answer is, you give to someone else. Kach ani omer tomer lezug when they get married. Hizaru yakir, my dear couple, be careful. Shetomer tishafel lasbia nachas zelazem. Always try to help the other party, as you do now. Once you want lidros drishos, they want to be takers instead of givers. You're never going to be happy again. You're going to be happy. These are critical aspects of Hakaras HaTov and the giving nature. Today is the day of giving, so it's important to talk about what giving means. Actually, if you want to be more fundamental, in a later chapter, he has another chiddush, Hanesina Hakdama Le'amuna. To have a proper belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to be a giver. Why? Why is that so? He explains that a person should be able to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should be a natural thing. Based upon what? Based upon a clear view of what's happening. If you have what we call a negiyah, you have a reason to deny, you will fall into that reason. It's called shochad, bribery. It gives you an opportunity to believe in other things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the Torah. Writes as follows. A person believes what his heart sees as true. As pure as your heart is, that's your best bet to have proper emunah. As he puts it in Hebrew, Rak ha-neman, shesholot bo koach ha-emes, is a ma'amin. And therefore, the more you are a giver, it takes away your negiyus. If you're a no-tell, you want You have all kinds of desires and lusts and things you want to take to yourself, and that takes away from your ability to see clearly and be a proper believer. That's how he explains. Gedol achnasas ochem mekabolas penei ashchina, that when you bring in guests, and even the lowly guests, the wayfarers that Avram thought they were, it means you're a giver. And the greater you're a giver, that enables you to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. And he quotes a mimer, Himlachta lekonecha shakras v'arvis. Did you, how should we say it, recognize God's kingdom every morning and evening, as we do when we say Kriya Shema, etc. Himlachta es chavercha benachas ruach. Did you make your friend someone over you? Why the same? If you make your friend over you, which is the Koach and the Sina, you'll be able to understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu and believe in him more than otherwise. So therefore, the Nesina is the Hakdama Lavodas Hashem Be'emes. That's what Hillel HaZaken said. Right? By the Sani Lecha Chavach Osavad, don't do to your friend what you want done to you. Idach Be'rusha Zil Gemara. The rest is all figure out by yourself. Because you understand very well to be a no-saint. Then you'll be able to have emunah and do all the mitzvahs. Otherwise not. This is my introduction to my final part of my remarks about the day of giving here in the yeshiva. You know that hakaras hatov, gratitude, certainly applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously. It applies to human beings. But it even applies to inanimate objects. You're probably familiar with Rashi says at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the dirt and didn't hit the water because he was saved by the by those two items in his saved from Paro. He was able to bury someone in the ground and he was floating in the water. Even to an inanimate object, Kavachom, how much more so to a human being? What about an institution such as our yeshiva? It's an institution. It's made of bricks and mortar, but it's a living and breathing institution, much more than the dirt and the water to which Moshe Rabbeinu had HaKaras HaTov. And let me tell you that HaKaras HaTov has no statute of limitations. The Ramban writes in last week's parsha that why do we are not permitted to marry Ammon and Moab forever? You know why? Because they were ingrates. Why were they ingrates? Because Avraham Avinu saved their ancestors, saved Lot and Lot's daughters, all three of whom were ancestors of Moab and Ammon. And therefore they were gemul, in his words, gemulei chesed mei Avraham Avinu. They were recipients of his kindness. And therefore they were obligated to repay the kindness. Hakaras HaTov. Give back. Instead they treated us badly. Different ways. Gentlemen, you're pretty good. Chumash. How many years intervened between Avraham Avinu's chesed to Lot and his daughters when they were running away from stone even earlier than that when he fought against the kings and he redeemed Lot? Those are the favors that he did. And the events that we're describing now, when the Klal Yisrael was passing by Ammon and Moab, and they wouldn't give him bread and water, and they cursed him with Bilam. How many years? Want to give an approximation? 440 years or something like that. There's no statute of limitation of the Karas HaTov. Doesn't matter how many years passed. Many generations passed. Kavachom, if someone that you yourself or someone you know personally received the favor, they didn't know the people from 40 years ago. Didn't matter. I'll tell you a story why I personally have perhaps a greater degree of HaKaras HaTov to our yeshiva than others. It starts like this. You're all aware of the fact that in this country, this great country of ours, there was also a Great Depression. What year was the Great Depression, anybody know? 1929, long time ago. My father, Zichrono Livracha, was then just before his bar mitzvah, And his school on the Lower East Side, where he was born and where he grew up, was a school called RJJ. She was a Bnei Yaakov Yosef, which I later attended myself. In January, I believe it was 1931, now we're talking about more than a year after the depression began with this crash of the stock market, etc., the school simply closed in the middle of the year. Closed. Closed. There was no money, couldn't pay teachers, couldn't pay. School closed. What about all their students? They had nowhere to go. Public school. Where are they going to go? So my grandfather, the Chorona of the Bracha, took my father up here to this wonderful institution and said, you know, my son was in another school. The school closed. Can you please take my son in? He's a good student. And sure enough, they gave him a b'china. He was a good student. And I said, well, Mr. Willig, how much can you afford for tuition? My grandfather shamefacedly said, in those years, they simply had nothing. It was just barely enough to feed his, you know, he has quite a number of children. He just, right now, I can't afford tuition right now. But they saw my father as a good student. They said, you know what? He's accepted anyway, free of charge, he can enter the yeshiva. 1931, a lot of years ago. My father told me that after that, the yeshiva could do no wrong. It could do no wrong. I used to come as a kid to complain, why this, why that? Don't bother me. Yeshiva could do no wrong. Hakara Satov. Hakara Satov. You think Hakara Satov only applies to the most righteous? If you're paying attention to last week's Kriya Satorah, it says, Lo Sasaiv Mitzri Kigera Yisabi Arzo. Shouldn't have you have to recognize the fact they were hosts. They hosted you in Egypt. Yes, true. But the Vahira of Oretz, they hosted us. But what did they do afterwards? They threw our boys into the river. They weren't the greatest tzaddikim. So, a measure of Akor HaSatov there is, generations later. And you know, even those ingrates, the descendants of Lot, and therefore were not permitted to marry into them, but we couldn't fight with them either. If you look carefully in Parshas Devarim, we can't do it. And why? Rashi explains over there. You know why? Because we have to pay back Lot. What was Lot's great tzidkus? Well, when Avraham Avinu put Sarah in the box and they opened the box and they saw and he said, it's my sister, and he knew that it was also his wife, he was quiet. So the Hakara Satov exists generations later, even for imperfect individuals. And it's true even for what we'll call today imperfect institutions. You know, I remember there was a rabbi training who was a rabbi in the Federation of New York for many years. And the Federation boasted itself, they had, 38, you know, sub-institutions under them. He once quipped to me, 38 reasons why you don't have to give any money to the Federation. Because there's always an imperfection somewhere. Is this yeshiva a perfect place? No. I would say no yeshiva is perfect. So, but I had to measure relative imperfections. That's not a topic for today. My topic for today is tachlis. The yeshiva has given many good things to many good people over many years, and therefore it imposes a chiyuv of hakara satov on each and every one of us, because each and every one of us hopefully is a giver. And when you say giving, it's not enough hakara satov just to speak about it. Yes, at the beginning of the parasha, it's true. He says, "V'yamarta she'encha kfitova." That's speaking, and speaking is very important, and expressing yourself is very important. Hakara Satov. There's also tachlis, doing something. You read the end of the parasha, the very end of the parasha. You're going to read the tochacha. Oh, it's terrible! It's terrible! It's terrible! You know why it's terrible? Because you sinned. Okay, you sinned, but to compound the sin, is ingratitude. Tachas lovata Hashem alkeh besimcha v'tublev meirov kol. Hashem gave you so much. Not just I'm a sinner. It's a sinner who's a kfuitovo, who doesn't have a karas atov. It's not enough to say he got the ayom amarta love with lip service. Got to do something. Tachlis, got to do something. So the karas atov to Hakadosh Baruch. What is it? Keep the mitzvahs, as we read in this week's parsha. Hakadosh Baruch to the yeshiva. What is it right on today? Giving day. Giving Day requires that Talmidim participate in the Giving Day. And if you have your own money, that's one way. Most Talmidim in Yeshiva have no money. But sometimes their parents have money, their grandparents have money, or they know other people have money, or they can even try strangers who have money, and thereby facilitate the fundraising efforts of Giving Day. To my understanding, Giving Day is today and tomorrow. But, you know, some of the Chazal say, Yesh Mor Shulach Hazman, you know, tomorrow means, you know, Kishalcha Mincha L'mocher. That's also true. When the people in this room become wealthy, you'll pay back. You'll pay back. My father was donated to Yeshiva because he wasn't that wealthy, didn't have that much to give, but they let him in for nothing. Hopefully the people in this room will become more wealthy, and you'll be able to pay back the Yeshiva. That's the mocha l'achazman. But the mocha of today and tomorrow is, if you can involve yourself in the project of Giving Day by making phone calls or by speaking to people that you know, it will be very greatly appreciated. It will show that you are fundamentally a no-say. You are a giver. You don't want to take from the yeshiva without paying back. I'm not discussing tuition now. It's a different story. Tuition, that's between your father and then your parents and the yeshiva. Whatever else is being done on that score, you have a personal responsibility to pay back, to give back, to help the yeshiva itself. So therefore, I conclude as I began. We talk about givers, Hakoras HaTov, Hakoras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, Hakoras HaTov to human beings who have helped us, number two, and to institutions such as ours as well. Please see to it that you fulfill this mandate properly. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Rabbi Willing. As Rabbi pointed out, we all have Hakoras HaTov to the yeshiva, and there are thousands of other people who have Hakoras HaTov to the yeshiva and want to give back. We just have to be able to reach them. So if everyone can take, it's only 12:30 now, hopefully you don't have to go to shiur until 1. If everyone can take, you know, 10, 15 minutes, make a bunch of calls. We have, you know, the swag prizes for however many calls you make. We'll help you do it. How do we, all the calls we have here, all the people we can reach out to, are REIT-specific donors, so they all have, they're all here, they all want to support Lima Torah, and have more pizza, and we'll give out the cards and help you make the calls. Everyone can take a few, and we'll plow through this for a few minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. 2 or 3.